Jake the rancher went one day to fix a distant fence. The wind was cold and gusty, and the clouds rolled gray and dense. As he pounded the last staples in and gathered tools to go, the temperature had fallen, the wind and snow begun to blow. When he finally reached his pickup, he felt a heavy heart from the sound of the ignition. He knew it wouldn't start. So Jake did what most of us would do if we had been there. He humbly bowed his balding head and he sent aloft a prayer. As he turned the key for the last time, he softly cursed his luck. They found him 3 days later, frozen stiff in that old truck. Now Jake had been around in life and done his share of roaming, but when he saw heaven, he was shocked. It looked just like Wyoming. Of all the saints in heaven, his favorite was St. Peter. Now, this line ain't needed, but it helps with rhyme and meter. So they sat and talked a minute or two, and maybe it was three. Nobody was keeping score. In heaven, time is free. I've always heard, Jake said to Pete, that God will answer prayer, but one time that I asked for help, well, he just plain wasn't there. Does God answer prayers of some and ignore the prayers of other? That doesn't seem exactly square. I know all men are brothers. Or does he randomly reply without good rhyme or reason? Maybe it's the time of day, the weather, or the season. Now, I ain't trying to act smart. It's just the way I feel, and I was wondering, could you tell me what the heck's the deal? Peter listened patiently, and when old Jake was done, there were smiles of recognition, and he said, "So, you're the one. That day your truck, it wouldn't start, and you sent your prayer a-flying. You gave us all a real bad time with hundreds of us trying. 1,000 angels rushed to check the status of your file, but you know, old Jake, we hadn't heard from you in quite a long while. And though all prayers are answered and God ain't got no quota, he didn't recognize your voice and he started a truck in Minnesota.